is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 18th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist William Makepeace Thackeray, born in Calcutta in 1811. His father worked for the British East India Company. William Makepeace Thackeray, who said, "There are 1,000 thoughts lying within a man that he does not know till he takes up a pen to write." And he discovered his when he wrote his novel Vanity Fair, the story of Becky Sharp, who fights her way up through society by any means necessary, and who delivers the novel's most famous line when she says, "I think I could be a good woman if I had £5,000 a year." It's the birthday of Jessamine West, born in North Vernon, Indiana, author of The Friendly Persuasion. The playwright Clifford Odets, Philadelphia, known for his plays Waiting for Lefty and Golden Boy. It's the birthday of Nelson Mandela, born in Cape of Good Hope, South Africa, in 1918. His father was the chief of the Tembu tribe. And it was on this day in 1925, the first edition of Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler was published. And today, the 18th of July, is believed to be the anniversary of the fire that burned Rome in 64 A.D., while the Emperor Nero supposedly played his fiddle. In fact, he wasn't in Rome. He was away at his holiday villa on the coast, and when he heard about the fire, he rushed back to the capital, took charge of the operations. The rumors about his playing his fiddle probably came from people in the Roman military who did not approve of Nero's artistic leanings. He'd come to power at the age of 16. He was the youngest ruler in the history of Rome, more interested in music and poetry than in battling the barbarians. He didn't play the fiddle, he did play the lyre, but his real passion was singing. He was also known to be a transvestite, which did not endear him to the soldiers. One of the rumors being spread at the time was that Nero had himself started the fire because he was disgusted by the architecture in Rome, wanted to rebuild the city. And to bolster his own image against these rumors, Nero decided that the fire needed to be blamed on someone else, and he picked out the Christians, who were generally loathed by Romans. The religion of Christianity was only a few decades old when Nero singled it out, and he rounded up Christians. They were covered in the skins of wild animals. They were torn to death by dogs, or they were crucified, or they were burned at the stake. Most Romans at the time despised Christians, but Nero's persecution of the Christians went too far, and it had the unintended effect of making people sympathize with them. And a little more than 200 years later, the emperor of the Roman Empire himself converted to Christianity, and it became the dominant religion of Europe for more than 1,500 years. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Tanner Angel, Having Children. A siren goes by. The scream cuts through me, even though my child is home. For a moment I think, where am I? In the middle of the night, a cry, dreamed or heard, a wave washes over the body of my child. I have let her drown or fall. She has fallen from a high balcony, and I have let it happen. Negligence. I feel as if I'm plummeting. Oh, let this be a dream. I'll be better next time. I'll watch. I'll watch. I'll watch. A poem, Having Children, by Barbara Tanner Angel, from her collection The Long Turn Toward Light, published by Cleveland State University Poetry Center. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.